You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. You can follow me all over social media at Golf Unfiltered. You can send me an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. The sound you're hearing down below right now is our dog, Thor. And joining me today is Kristen, my wife, who is today's guest, to talk a little bit about women's golf fashion. I know that everyone's very excited and remembers the video that we put on social media not too long ago and we reference in today's conversation. Before we get into today's conversation, though, a few quick shout-outs to our friends who helped make this podcast possible, including our friends over at thehackersparadise.com. You know who they are, JB and Morgan. Kristen, I'm looking at you as you sit across from me, not saying anything as we do this.
I love JB and Morgan.
Yeah, they're very good people. If you're listening to this on the THP mobile app, hello to all of you. And hello to everyone over at our friends at Cleveland and Srixon Golf. You guys know that I play their equipment throughout the 2019 season. I love everything about it. And hello to our friends over at budgetgolf.com as well. They just had a huge sale after Father's Day to pick up a lot of great stuff that you may have missed before the holiday. So be sure to go out to budgetgolf.com and check out all the good stuff they've got going on. So today's episode, as I mentioned, I've brought my wife back on, back by popular demand. And she's just kind of sitting here waiting for me to finish up my intro because we have about a 45-ish minute conversation about women's golf clothing.
Yay!
And so we went to a local retailer we referenced a few times in the conversation to look for some clothes that Kristen needed to buy prior to a golf outing. She wasn't very happy and became quite frustrated. I think that would be fair to say in the video that we ended up sharing on social with the options that were available. Mm-hmm. And so Kristen and I talk a lot about what she feels are some of the issues with women's golf clothing, some of the ideal things that she'd like to see offered to women who play the game. And we also talk about some other stuff that I hope you'll enjoy.
No more cap sleeves.
So without much further ado, sit back and relax. We'll be right back after this word from our friends over at the Four Golfers Network. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Bill Hobson from the Four Golfers Network podcast. And as you and I enjoy this episode of Golf Unfiltered with my friend Adam, I'm reminded of an indisputable reality. We, as golfers, are nuts. We chase a small ball around the planet, spending thousands of dollars in the effort to get that ball into a tiny hole. We then yell at the ball and curse it when it doesn't listen. Even though it can't listen, it's a ball. This insanity is all part of the magic of the game, and it's what we celebrate on the Four Golfers Network podcast every Monday when a fresh episode comes your way on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, you know, all the places. So after you finish listening to Adam today, I'd love to have you check out the Four Golfers Network podcast, that's F-O-R-E, where we celebrate the game with top name guests and an exploration of the things about golf that both drive us crazy and bring us back for more.
I stink! The ball is just sitting there and I can't hit it.
All right, folks, we are back. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I am joined today by my lovely wife, Kristen, known as Mrs. GU, known as at Anis24 on Twitter, back by popular demand. Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. You're going to have to talk louder than that so our people can hear it. And I'm petting our dog, Thor.
He will be upset. He doesn't like angry voices.
He doesn't, and I'm trying to talk loudly because we are in our house here in the dining room. The microphone is between us. Hopefully the sound quality is just okay.
If not, just turn it up. It's really not that hard.
That's fine. So we wanted to have you back on, and I gotta say, when I said it was back by popular demand, I wasn't lying, because people have seen some of the stuff you've done on social media. Mainly it's because I've recorded you on social media, videoed you, with your permission. By the way, mm-hmm. most recently, we were shopping for women's clothing at
That's not what we call it.
We will get to that. But we were shopping. We went to a golf retailer recently, and you had an outing that you were playing in with your sister, mm-hmm. and you needed some clothing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people saw the video that we posted on Twitter and Instagram, and a lot loved it. A couple didn't. But why don't we provide
Who
some...
Who didn't?
Well...
Yeah, you name names. You drop those names right now. Who didn't like it? What did they say? Did they say bad things about me? I want to know.
You know, You'll have to go on the social media. Because
I don't want to go on the social media. It's the toilet of the internet.
Okay, Lady Gaga. Well, that's where you'll have to...
I love the Lady Gaga.
That's where you can go to find all the things that people think about you. And I found that out over...
I'm not sure I want to do that. But that's why I don't go on social media.
But at any rate, we went to this retailer. And we were looking for clothing that you could wear. Now, you have golf clothing.
Yes.
But you wanted something new that day.
No. Well, okay. So, Chrissy was...
Meaning you.
Sorry. I talk in third person. When I do, it's Chrissy. I was chubby. Good deuce, deuce and a half. No, I wasn't that big. Not that there's anything wrong with being that big. But I was heavier. And then I lost a bunch of weight, which was, yay, Chrissy. Then I got all those golf clothes. And even the old ones I had, I gave to your mom, who then took them in for me. Like, from a 14 to a size 8.
Mm.
Well, Chrissy don't wear an 8 no more. I don't really have any clothes anymore.
Now, how often do you play golf? You don't play golf very often anymore.
No, I got the MS.
Yes. And people who have listened to this podcast and for any length of time know that you've got MS. And as a part of... Because of that, you have a leg issue a lot of times.
Yeah.
We call it your fun leg.
It is a fun leg.
And
she's got a mind of her own.
It's just, it makes it a little bit difficult for you to walk for long periods of time, which of course is something that's required when you're playing golf.
Correct. Makes it a little worse if I have a couple drinks.
Right. Which is something that you're wont to do when you go out and play golf. Now, this was an instance, I think, was it the first time you played this year? Or was it, was it? Okay.
It was.
And
yes.
So we
no,
went.
No, I lied. I had the golf outing. Wait, what month is it?
It's June.
Okay, no, that was last year. Never mind. Okay. Yes, it's the first time this year.
So it's been a full year at least since the last time you played golf. And so you went into this retailer to find something because you had lost some weight since the last time that you bought the previous amount of clothing had.
I gained some weight but that's a good husband, honey. Great job. Good. I'm going to say I had 4 kids, and that's why. It's just baby weight.
Fair enough. And so you needed new clothing at the end of the day. And what did you find when you went to this retailer?
I found, a lot of very loud clothes.
Yeah. Loud in what way?
Loud colors, which is not always bad. But especially if you aren't, you know, Michelle Wee and her skinny little... I shouldn't even say Michelle Wee because there's like a million golfers that are all thin. And you're also not in amazing shape. I don't need people staring at me like, whoa, look at that neon whale. Like, I can't. That's too much.
A neon whale.
Those are things.
So it's funny, though, because I just got a text from our mutual friend, Michael Averska. He's been on the show a few times. We've been out to dinner.
The hair.
Is that how?
Yeah, he's got nice hair.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. He's asked, "What's your least favorite color in women's clothing when it comes to golf?"
White.
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 How come?
Okay, along with not being super skinny, I also am not this perfect skinned human. I played sports my whole life. I don't go and put makeup on before I go play sports. I get that. But, you know, I'm, how old am I? 37, 8, however old I am.
Somewhere in there.
In there. I have not great skin, so I want to just cover it up a little bit. Well, you can't possibly wear any sort of cover up or even a little powder if you don't want to be shiny. Nothing. It gets all over your white clothes.
Mm.
Also, it shows every roll, wrinkle, mark, everything that, God, there's a mole on my arm that, like, shows through with white. It's weird. It's weird. Nobody needs to wear it. Don't even get me started if it's that time of the month. Ooh, mama. Nope.
So that's surprising to me because I would imagine that... So we didn't see a lot of white clothing. At least I didn't notice a lot of white clothing options.
A lot of white shorts.
White shorts, and that's probably the worst thing.
It's just stupid. I just don't understand why.
So why do you think that...
Black is the thing.
So black is the best thing to do. Now, there's a lot of loud colors that we saw, though. So why do you think... I know one way you would answer this, but why do you think... those color options are available if a lot of women thought the way that you thought.
A lot of women don't probably think the way I think. Actually, I think... Well, my friends do. It's probably why they're my friends. All 4 of them. I only have a couple. For good reason.
That's not true, but anyway.
Well, I think that women like to be noticed. A lot of the times.
You think women like to be noticed a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And so women buy these clothes with loud patterns and colors to get noticed.
I also think that if you can't play very well, you need to at least look the part.
Well, I think a lot of people can say that.
We were just talking about women, but don't get me started on men.
Mm. Well, what about men?
I'm not. You have like no female listeners. You only have That's not true. Name five.
I will have to get back to you on that. Okay. Well, I know Lucy listens. Lucy was a past guest that was on not too long ago. But what about men? Do they need to know about fashion as far as looking the part and not maybe having the game to match it? You've been around golf courses. You've been around me, for crying out loud, for over 15 years, and you know that I talk a lot about this game, and you see a lot of this. You and I will sit and watch golf tournaments all the time, and all the people, all the men in the gallery that are dressed like they just came out of a certain retailer.
I will never understand why everybody with their, like, golf pants and polos on. You're not playing. You're never going to play. Also, probably sell those blades. There's no reason. Like, you go out and you buy these things, and it's so dumb. Like, they're not going to make you better, if anything. I mean, I've tried to hit your clubs. Mm-hmm. I sure as hell can't hit them. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to, like, I would be shocked if I grabbed any of them, even if it was like a pitching wedge, and I hit it well. It's just, like, know your role. It drives me crazy. Although, the opposite of that, when women are dressed like that to play golf, I think it's kind of fun.
What about, I notice a lot of women wearing like leggings.
Yes. Ooh, power to the leggings. The only problem with leggings, no man is going to want to hear this.
I don't care.
The only problem with leggings is that when you golf, you're wearing like a polo, or even if it's not a collared shirt, because, you know, you could get a blade collar. Gotta love those. Shout out to Dave Trump.
Oh my goodness.
But we don't have shirts that you tuck in, which, given with leggings, would be kind of weird. But they're all short.
Yeah.
Which is also another issue I always have. But they're short, so I mean this in the nicest way, if that's possible, but, like, spandex are a privilege, not a right.
And I'm glad you said that.
I'm a bigger girl. Well, right, you can't say that. That's rude. Yep. And the thing is, I'm not saying that bigger girls can't wear spandex, because if anything, bigger girls should always be allowed to wear them, because they're the most comfortable for bigger girls. Like, golf pants, especially women's, are not comfortable. The pair that I stole from you a while ago.
Women's golf pants you stole from me?
No, stupid face. You know they were men's.
Yeah.
And other than, like, you know, the crotch, like, hanging low, they were so much more comfortable. Like, they have room. I don't need these skinny, tiny, little pants. And the thing is, like, golf shoes, like, given they have girls' ones, women's shoes that are very narrow, and they're cutesy, and, like, I don't like those. I like men's shoes, which look real silly, and I look like a clown when I put those on, regular shoes, with these tiny little pants. And I'm like, oh. And I don't have big feet. I mean, I wear like an 8. It's not that big. Sorry, I keep hitting the table. Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone.
Nobody's trying to break into our house.
I'm very animated. I'm so sorry.
So, all right. So would you say, though, that at least with women's fashion and golf, and I would probably make the argument, and people listening to this would probably agree, that men's golf clothing to a degree is this as well. Would you say that it's more about fashion over comfort as far as what is available to buy?
Men's?
Or both, or either.
Women's, yes. I fully agree with that.
That honestly, is just trying to look good, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's the exception to that. I think there's some. I'm trying to think. I would name drop right now a brand if I remembered what it was.
Well, that's a problem that you don't.
Oh, well.
Well, and then.
No, but it was a brand that I had not ever heard of. It wasn't, you know, your typical, like, Nike or Puma. It wasn't one of those.
Yeah.
It was one of those that they had sent clothes. I don't remember, but I remember putting those pants on. And I was like, these are the most comfortable golf pants I've ever worn in my life. And I don't think I've ever seen that brand again.
Well, that's interesting, though, because so you love them.
I did. I love them.
And you can't remember the brand name. Yeah. And that's not a shot. But, that, I mean, wouldn't you say, now you're in marketing.
I am.
And wouldn't you say that there's an opportunity lost there? That you loved the pants the way they felt and you can't even remember the name?
Yes, but it's also me.
Well, fair.
I don't remember what I did 25 minutes ago.
Fair.
Yeah, no. Anyway, men, I think it's a little different. I think men, I think there's still the fashion, like, people still worry about that.
Yeah, of course.
But, I mean, if anything, I think that the downside of men's golf clothes are that they're all so similar. I mean, you alone have I don't know how many polos.
See, sure, I've gotten rid of a bunch, though.
Well, and but that's it, that's the thing, is that they all look the same. They're just polos, and sometimes, ooh, look at that fancy stripe across it. Or now it's dry fit, so it's like that shinier material, and it's like, hey, we're going clubbing, Night at the Roxbury. Like, that's why I don't like dry fit clothes. So they're very shiny, and it looks funny to me. Also, I think they smell.
They do smell.
Dry fit clothes, and it's not just dry fit. I'm not calling out, like,
it's
is
fine.
That Nike?
Who cares?
Or Under Armour? I don't know. I have no idea. But the ones that are, like, moisture wicking or whatever... I think they stink. I think they're right. They pull the moisture out, and then it just sits in those clothes, and it stinks.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I'm not a stinky person.
Well, people are when they wear them. So I'll wear them.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of stinky.
I'll wear them to work every so often.
Well, that's your first mistake.
Exactly. And then I'll be sitting there, and you know, you try to do the, you know, the little sniff to see, you know, if something's going on.
I just lift my arm up and smell. I don't know why everybody.
Well, you have no shame.
I mean. What's the alternative?
The
because somebody's gonna see you sniffing your armpit.
The very secretive sniff, like you have an itch on one side of your head, and then oh, by the way, no, I'm actually.
You
sniffing.
Can't really get up in there then.
You can't get up in there.
No, your arm's probably down. Like you can't get up in there. You pick your arm up and sniff. You're an adult. Like you're an adult. You can do whatever you want. It's like when people pick their nose. I'm like, that's disgusting. I'm like, never mind. You're an adult. Do whatever you want. Please don't eat it though.
So I had no idea where to go with this conversation today, but you were talking a little bit about men's fashion.
Yeah.
And as someone who's married to a person who gets a lot of apparel sent to them, and as someone who watches the tournaments with me every week when we watch them, because we don't watch them every week anymore. I think that's died down a lot. I want to get your thoughts on men's fashion when it comes to golf. You had made a comment a little bit ago, and the inside joke here is that a friend of ours, very good friend of ours, who helps out with the website every so often, Adam Tatro, he enjoys the blade collar.
I like him.
Why do you like the blade
collar? I don't know. You know what? Maybe it's that I just... We talk all the time about how old-fashioned golf is.
Yes.
And it's like nobody does anything but wear... Okay, but besides Tiger, but he is totally thrown out of this because he does no wrong in my book.
Fair.
Like, ever. Well, 99% of the time. There might be a couple things
there.
There may
have been a few things
I might get some backlash if I say that he's perfect, because that's not great.
Fair.
However, he's got the mock turtleneck, which I still think men generally should not wear too much, but... Unless you're built well, and Tiger obviously can wear that. Although, God, your nipples just always are out. Everybody's. It's not just Tiger. Those shirts, again, with like the moisture wicking.
There's a high nipple factor.
My goodness. Rory McIlroy, always. Always. I don't even know why. He's always cold.
You do point that out every time.
I don't know. He's in such good shape that like things can cling to him, and it's fine. Whatever.
You're not mad at him.
You do you bad. Bad? Boo. I can't talk. However, so yeah, you have a mock turtleneck, which a lot of people obviously cannot pull off. That's not even like a fashion thing.
Yeah.
And you have polos. Even when you wear a vest, I don't understand that.
What's wrong with the vest? No, when you say vest, like, do you mean just like the sweater vest?
Yeah, I mean like the sweater vest kind of stuff. But I also don't get... I asked you the other day when we went out, and you're like, is it cold out?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, I mean, maybe it's a little chilly. And you put the golf jacket on that's short sleeves. I get it.
So it's like the windbreaker with not full length sleeves, but it's the short sleeves.
Okay, so I can understand that, except I would almost rather put arm warmers on. Like, you already have a shirt on. You're just putting another shirt over it with short sleeves. Like, your arms are going to get cold. So it's not like it's tight. Like, put some leg warmers on your arms. Like, I don't know. That's easier to move around with that jacket all flowy.
So how is that any different than those mittens that girls like to wear where they have, like, the fingers that come out and you fold over the top and you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I have them.
Yes. I know. That's why I brought
them
up.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
The ones that fold over the top are fine because then you can use them and then when they get cold, you flip them back over.
Yeah.
I also have the ones that are just cut off, and I don't know. I'm very, like, Madonna, like, virgin video. I think. I mean, those are just very... They're pointless, obviously. Mm. They keep your knuckles warm. I don't know what they're for. Mm. But But the ones that fold over are fine. What's wrong with those?
Well, I was just wondering. I mean, there was a similarity between the two. What about white belts on men? Or women. I don't know. Women, I feel, can get away with it.
Okay, so I have an issue. Maybe not in golf as much, but like, women just don't wear belts anymore. Mm. It's not a thing. My sister, I hope she listens to this. Which Kelly, one? If you're listening, geez, please just pay attention. My sister and I, we're built the same. Well, kind of. But women have a problem with jeans where we have bigger thighs. In your waist, it's always like you bend over and you have like that gap behind your pants and like where your waist is.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. We have smaller waists and we... It's always a pain. That's why women are always yanking up their pants. They also, God forbid, you have muffin top because you want to pull your pants over muffin top. And then, you know, low-rise jeans, those are popular, so that was hard. And you can't wear mom jeans, like the high-rise ones, unless you're like 15, and that's not going to happen because you look stupid anyway.
It's however, like the Saturday Night Live skit. You're not a woman anymore. You're a mom.
You're a mom. Yeah, that's exactly what you look like. But add in a crop top, that makes you look better. No. I digress. Was that used properly?
That was well done.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. What
that's
okay. What were we talking about now?
White belts and golf.
Okay, belts.
Yeah.
Okay, so I understand why my sister Kelly wears a belt all the time. The problem is, fashion nowadays for women, all fashion, not golf, not just in general. We have our shirts go a little bit over our jeans, which looks real silly when you have a belt on. No matter how small the belt is, it looks goofy. You have this like little bulge.
Mm.
So, if we had shirts that tucked in, which if anybody wants to listen to this and make shirts that tuck in that are like somewhat fitted but still tuck in, that'd be amazing. Anyway, if we had shirts like those and they were popular and that's what was in style, belts would be fine. Because I think they make an outfit look nice.
Okay.
However, no.
However, no.
Right now, no.
Can't do it. There's not enough options available where that would work for you.
Correct. I think that men should definitely wear a belt. I think it probably helps your shirt stay tucked in.
Well, men have to wear belts.
I've never understood that when you have to wear a belt.
Well, if you're going to tuck your shirt in and play golf, I feel you have to wear a belt. If nothing else from an appearance standpoint. I mean, have some respect for what you're going to do. I mean, as far as what we, as stuffy as we think golf can be, and you and I agree on a lot of that, at the very least, what you can do is... maybe this goes back to looking the part and not having the game to do that, but at least clean up. I mean, don't show up to a golf course, in my opinion, and I'm 37, don't show up to a golf course wearing, you know, jean shorts
okay,
and a t-shirt.
You're comparing having a belt on to wearing jean shorts, jorts, if you will.
Jorts.
That's not the same. I understand what you're saying about looking, like, polished and, you know, cleaning up nice, and that's fine. It's
regardless,
just
of course.
A belt.
Well.
However... back to the fact that it's a white belt.
Yes.
I have been told that that's just not a thing anymore.
That's a fashion...
faux pas?
I guess.
Like the after Labor Day thing?
I don't know. That's
not a thing anymore.
I have no idea what the rule is.
I don't have an issue with men wearing white belts or women, I guess, if you're golf. I don't care.
Yeah. I'll wear a white belt from time to time. Just because it's available. It's when I look in my closet, it's one of the first things I see, and it's not the typical belt that I wear to work every day. It's like, you know what? This is something different. I can wear this. And plus, white goes with pretty much everything, right? That's the rule.
I guess.
Well, I don't know. I guess that's what the lie I tell myself.
I mean, everybody... I mean, people wear tuxedos and white gym shoes, so it's fine.
I guess that's true.
Is that a thing anymore? I don't really know.
It might be.
It's very Justin Timberlake.
Another thing we saw a lot of at the store we were at were these dresses.
Mm-mm.
That women have available to them. And we see worn on tour. You had mentioned Michelle Wie, for example.
They're cute. They're very cute. I would wear them if my thighs didn't rub together. Do you know how much that burns?
I don't. But I do because you tell
awful.
Me.
Awful.
Mm.
Like to the point where, I mean, I've tried, they have like this stick. It's like a no rub tub. No, it's not. I don't know what it's called. I have no idea what it's called. But you basically put it on your inner thighs so that, and I've tried baby powder. I've tried... so the friction doesn't happen. And that's great for, again, skinny people. I am not skinny. My thighs have always rubbed together, even when I was a little skinnier. And it just burns so bad.
And so wearing something like that doesn't prevent that, obviously.
Correct.
Because you don't have material between your legs at that point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then what, I guess, so it's interesting because you and I talk a lot about this, even, you know, when we're not in front of a microphone, and we talk about just fashion for golf in general. And what, so I guess I don't understand, and I don't expect you to have the answer to this, but
I have all the answers.
I don't understand why these are even options. Clearly somebody likes these.
I need someone to like respond to this and be like, and I don't even mean this meanly, like be like, I am that girl that wears those outfits. I just want to meet those girls.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know enough women that play golf a lot, that go out and get... I mean, I know my sister will wear the shorts. They're like skorts.
Well, so the outing...
They're shorts with a skirt in the front thingy.
The outing we referenced earlier. She went out and bought clothes, too, and she mm-hmm. bought a skirt. Mm-hmm. Was that what you were just referencing? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, no, she had a couple of them, and even our friend Christina does the same. She's like, do you have any golf skirts? I was like, I don't... Does the poop shit in the woods? Sorry, I hit the table again.
It's okay.
I mean... No, I don't have a golf skirt. They're not comfortable to me. And I look like a tennis player. I just don't know.
So you would prefer something a little bit more... What would be the ideal outfit that you would wear? I mean, you seem to like leggings. Sweats and a t-shirt. Something comfortable.
Yeah.
Functional.
That I can move in. Like, I... Honestly, if I can go grab my softball uniform, like, that would have been great. So I will play in that. Heck, my volleyball uniform would be fine, too.
Yeah.
Anything.
So, do you think... here's what I perceive this to be. And you tell me if I'm wrong. You referenced this a little bit, or you alluded to it earlier. Is a lot, or are a lot of these styles being sold or designed because of social media? Because of how women wearing these things appear on social? I mean, you're not a huge fan of social. You called it the toilet of the internet earlier, but I think, and I've shown you my feed on Instagram and things that come up when I just click on the search button, you know, golfers, female golfers wearing various layers of clothing.
I mean, the internal chubby girl in me, I don't know, you know, we just talked about this, how I have very... I'm just always on, like, the both sides of everything. Because there's the one part of me that's like, girl, put some damn clothes on.
Yeah.
And the other part of me is like, I mean, you do you. I don't care. If I look like that, I'd probably wear that too. Probably not. But I maybe. I don't know.
But
maybe
so...
that's comfortable for them, though.
Maybe.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe little tiny shorts and tank tops. And, like, maybe that's comfortable for people. And I don't know.
Well, back in the day, you were a very... active and accomplished athlete. You were. I mean, you played in college, multiple sports, full ride. And I would imagine that somebody with that experience in athletics, whether or not we feel that golf is an athletic endeavor, I feel it is.
Listen, every time I do it, I am so sore. So
fair enough.
There's muscles you use that I didn't even know I had in my body.
Would you say that you have a different opinion of what should be the functioning apparel for something like that based on your experience versus somebody that's just going out there for a casual round of golf?
Yes, I think that's actually a very valid point. I mean, I'm not going to say that I loved my volleyball uniform because, you know, it's spandex.
Yeah.
But I got them. I mean, you work out in the... I mean, that made sense to me. The buns, when you... The buns were... The, like, underwear looking
they
back
were
in
called,
the day.
They were called the buns?
They're just called buns.
Okay.
Cheapers.
I wasn't
buns
aware
are
of
also
it.
What you wear under, like, cheerleading uniforms have buns.
Okay.
That's what they're called.
Uh-huh.
Or so they were. I might be, like, way aging myself. I don't know.
What is it?
They look like underwear. That's all they are.
Okay.
That's what our uniforms used to look like.
What was special about
volleyball. Nothing. They were underwear and we used to wear them and played volleyball in them. That was fucking weird. Why was that ever a thing?
I don't know.
Ever. And then you tuck, like, your jersey into these buns. And it was horrific. You had your long socks on.
That's the worst name for an article of clothing I've ever heard. Other than jock.
Why?
That's just the way I feel. I've also had two whiskeys, so that's what I'm saying.
Like an hour ago, it was 1.5, and now he's okay too. Is that why I'm on? You got drunk and you decided, no, I'm gonna have my wife on. Okay, so anyway, I do think you bring up a good point of me playing sports. But I also, when, for example, if I'm not in uniform, it's always warm-ups. Like, that was always my favorite thing. Like, with basketball, I remember somebody asked me once about when you warm up, like, when the old school, like not swishy pants, they were swishy pants and, like, the jacket and
like
everything.
Like a track outfit.
Yeah, almost. Basically. Yeah. And it was always funny because they'd be like, do you like, can you play in that? Can you move in that? And, like, it does. It warms up your body and, like, you just got used to that.
Yeah.
That's what you always played in or warmed up in. But I just, everything has always been very loose fitting to me. Like, I've never been a super tight clothes or
sure.
I don't.
Well, no, you haven't. I mean, and that's fine. But I think a lot of women, and this is my ignorance, complete ignorance. A lot of women wear those things. And I don't know if it's because it's just what's available versus what they actually like to wear, especially on the golf course.
It's what's in style.
It's what's in style.
I mean, if you could see pictures of me as a, let's see, 7th, 8th grade? Yeah. 6th, 7th, 8th grade. Like, I would want to steal my dad's jeans because, like, TLC was the greatest and, like, I just had to wear big baggy clothes.
Lisa left
like,
that left
I was a gangster.
Did you hear she burned down Andre Risen's house? That's what
She's
I heard.
She's dead. Please don't speak ill of the dead.
Oh, that's right. I apologize.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you say that... And the only reason I'm asking this question is because my wife's in front of me. And I don't think I could ask this question to any other woman in the world other than maybe my sister. But do you think it's more important for females to feel attractive on the course versus wearing something that's more functional? Or is that just the most ignorant thing that a man can say? Because that's the perception based on what you and I saw, at least that I felt, looking through... or walking through that store is like, wow, these are things that appear to be more revealing than actually functional for the game of golf.
I think, and I could be very wrong. I think if you take most women who have played sports, and they would think that most of the clothes now are made clearly just for fashion. And nobody would want to wear those. However, an everyday woman that is just wearing their normal clothes, which is in style, which is whether they're tighter jeans. I mean, I wear tighter jeans. But those aren't uncomfortable to them. That's really normal for them.
Is that just something they're used to?
Yeah. Like, if you take somebody that's never had the joy of, like, a loose basketball uniform. Oh, or I guess my softball uniform was tight, but... it covered everything. I don't know. They don't know what that's like. Like what?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they work out, but even then, I feel like they work out in like these tiny little outfits.
But what about like the sleeveless things that we saw? I mean, I feel like that doesn't make any sense.
That's not
something a man would want to wear, for example.
Sleeveless is fine.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's the
cap sleeves.
Cap sleeves.
There are very few women.
And what are cap sleeves?
Just cap sleeves are a hybrid between sleeveless and short sleeves.
So there's like the middle ground between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost something that would only like come above, like just below, like, I don't know.
What your shoulder.
Your shoulder. Yeah. Okay.
And it's just not a very flattering look for most people. And given most of the time you see if PGA Tour players are wearing them, they're all in great shape. And there
LPGA.
Are a lot of them.
No, yeah.
What did I say? PGA?
PGA. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just, well, there's so many differences.
There are.
Oh, whatever. Don't start with me. I'm sure a lot of them wear them, and a lot of people might like them because some people don't like a longer sleeve. I get it.
I guess we could argue there's a lot of cap sleeves on the European tour for men. A lot of those guys wear some pretty short-sleeved polos. I never understood like the European cut of the sleeves.
This is not a golf reference. What's his name? Adam Levine.
Yeah.
Adam Levine always has his t-shirts, by the way, are always ripped and are like $3,000. Don't get me started on that.
Fair enough.
Pretty sure I could just go get one at Goodwill and give it to him.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? Like,
yes.
They have the shorter sleeves than the typical
American
polo.
And if women's sleeves were like that and a little bit looser, it would be fine. but they're tight around like a part of your arm that generally like you just really don't want it to be tight.
Yeah.
And maybe, I mean, I don't think I have huge arms. I never did. Even, again, when I was a little bit thinner and in good shape, I never liked wearing those. They're just weird.
Hmm.
So give me sleeveless or, hell, give me 3/4 length sleeves because those are nice.
So what would be the ideal? I think I may have asked something like this earlier, but what's ideal? You had mentioned.
If I can't wear sweats to golf, obviously, because that's, you know, doesn't look very polished. If I put a belt on, will it help?
Yeah, sure. I'm in. A white one.
I would want to wear leggings. Now, mind you, these leggings have to be thick enough so that, like, you know, you don't see the color of your underwear through them. Because, girls, please stop.
That's not where you wanted to go with that, but I appreciate that's where you did.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, keep your mind out of the gutter, sir. They don't need to be, like, ridiculously tight on top. Again, we have form-fitting shirts, so unless you're yanking them all the way up to your totters,
mm-hmm.
like, you're gonna have, like, a little bit of a, not a roll, but, like, a little stuff places. So make them, like, yoga pants, but yoga leggings would be great, but perhaps maybe not like a pocket, but make it look like they have a pocket, so they look like nicer pants.
So would you want a pocket or not? For golf.
Okay, yes, I want a pocket, because my glove goes in my pocket. However, mm-hmm. you can't really put a pocket in leggings, that's
because then you look like you have some, like a growth. Like if you
were beautiful. I don't know. Because you can put it on the side, like they do in workout clothes for like your phone.
Yeah.
But you can't really put one on the butt, like where I put my glove, which is like, that's very softball of me. That's where my glove went in.
That's where most golfers put their glove.
Yeah.
In the back pocket.
Yeah. Which might look kind of funny on leggings. But anyway, so that. So leggings. And then I would like a hybrid between a short sleeve and a 3/4 length shirt, because you can't wear like 3/4 sleeves in the summertime.
So like baseball sleeves you can't wear.
No, it looks kind of silly because it's fucking warm out.
And it's hot. Yeah, exactly.
But true short sleeves, like men's short sleeves, would be fine. But girls' short sleeves are like higher than regular, and then there's cap sleeves, which is stupid and nobody should have those. Might as well put a ruffle on the, it's just stupid. People that make clothes, stop making cap sleeves. Just either make them sleeveless or short sleeves. It's not that hard. And I don't really want a collar.
No collar?
No, because it also gets stuff on it. And like
makeup and everything?
Everything. Else. And then if I sweat, like...
But do you wear makeup when you play?
No, well, if I broke out, I will, because I got icky skin.
But do you think most women do wear makeup or something?
Yes, but not for the reasons I do.
Okay.
Okay, so for example, the LPGA, I would never say a thing to any of those women if they had makeup on. And I'm sure a lot of them do. They're on national television. Like, you're not going to catch me without maybe some mascara on.
Fair.
I look like just a hot mess. But I do think that women might wear, unless you're a very serious, like, athlete and, like, you're playing, and I think people wear a little bit, at least a little bit.
Okay, so we covered everything. Now, as far as shoes, you mentioned that you don't want to look like a clown when you wear shoes. Now, you have a couple pairs.
I do, and I like most of my shoes. I have my Pumas that I like, which are pink.
Yeah.
Well, they're white and pink.
Yeah.
And those are like a smaller one, so whenever I would wear, like, I had shorts or like smaller pants, mm-hmm. I'd always wear those, and they were fine. They were cute, great. And then I have the gray ones I have are women's, aren't they?
I'm pretty sure.
Because then the other white pair I have are men's.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is that you normally look for, like, men's or boys.
I do fit in boys.
Yeah.
Or boys 6 or 7, I don't know.
So you have a pair of Puma, you have a pair of Adidas, I think the others are.
I have a pair of Echo.
Echo, or the others, like the green and white ones. So what about those do you like, though? I mean, I feel like they're thinner.
Well, I love that golf shoes now are not cleats or spikes. They're
right.
Like the turf.
Soft spike.
Yeah, sure. They're softball like turf shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's much nicer because I couldn't tell you how much my feet hurt after you would play 18 holes.
Do you miss the crunch of metal on concrete?
I do. Yeah. Oh my God, I do.
There was a lot of talk about that because Tiger still wears, and a lot of people do still wear metal.
Really?
Yeah, a few of them. the pros can get away with it. Like, you and I wouldn't be able to.
But. I had to get used to that in college.
Yeah.
Because in high school, you're not... We're talking about softball now.
Sure.
Obviously, I didn't golf. I was way too cool for that. I wish I would have. But no, I... They made us run a lot in them in college because they stick a lot more. And there were a lot of people that would hurt their ankles. Yeah, and like
you could turn an ankle pretty easily.
But when you get used to those and then you go back to plastic, it was awful.
So the shoes that, golf shoes you like, you like the soft spikes. They're thinner. They're a little bit more form-fitting.
They're lighter.
Lighter.
I feel like golf shoes are a lot lighter now. Yeah. They're more like gym shoes. Mm-hmm. They're much more comfortable. But again, they're so expensive. They're like stupid. All shoes are. I shouldn't even say golf shoes.
Well, all golf clothing is expensive in general. I mean, you're paying a lot for something that you probably, if you buy it for the purpose of playing golf, you're probably not going to wear it very often other than when you wear it to play golf. So I would imagine that manufacturers and brands feel like, okay, this person's only going to wear it X amount of times during the year versus something that you would buy maybe to wear to work.
In fairness, I guess it's okay to spend a little bit more on golf clothes because they'll last a lot longer. Unless, of course, you wear them all the time, which I clearly do not.
Yeah. So we've covered a lot of ground. We've talked about...
Clothes!
Just a lot of clothing. But, you know, I think that's... And the whole purpose, again, listeners to this, you know, Kristen and I just... And I will say this, too. We shot that video in the store that we were in. It was not meant to be whatever it may have been perceived as a shot to this store that we were in. It wasn't.
But not at all. I love that store.
But it was the only store around us in the area that was a brick and mortar store that we can actually go and take a look at this at this merchandise. Because you needed something for an outing the next day.
Did I buy some?
You bought pants.
Oh, yeah.
I think you bought pants.
I did. So. Oh, yes. I bought cold gear.
You did buy
cold gear. It's 90 degrees outside. Yeah. I didn't know they were cold gear. Shout out to Under Armour. They're very comfortable.
Mm.
I actually don't mind them at all.
Fair enough.
Those were nice.
So, like I said, we covered a lot of stuff today. I know we wanted to maybe get to some other topics, but I think today was a good conversation about just clothing in general.
Yeah, I think it's good that you bring a woman on and talk about clothes.
Well, about women's clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be my role, talking about girly things like clothing and fashion, because I know all about that stuff.
What else would you like to talk about?
I don't know.
Oh, fair enough. We'll do this again soon.
After this one, they're going to be like, God, she's boring.
She's not boring. But what are your thoughts on doing additional videos like that in the future?
I had a couple drinks that day.
You had a few beverages that day prior to.
I'm not sure. Well, I want to know what the bad things are that people said about me.
We will discuss that offline. But at any rate, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for coming. Thank you for coming downstairs.
Yes. And we'll see what people think about this. So if you're listening to this and you are at a clothing brand, or if you have other insight on this, you can reach out to me at golfunfiltered@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter or all over social media at golfunfiltered. You can find Kristen on Twitter. It's okay. We can let them know what your Twitter
is. I know, but I just don't really go on Twitter and then I feel bad.
At Anast, A-N-A-S-T-2-4 on Twitter. And go out and follow at Bee's Doodads.
Okay, we're not plugging the business here.
At any rate, you'll see what I mean by that too. But thanks.
Nobody
again.
Has any idea what you just said. Bee's Doodads.
Bee's Doodads. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Let's drink more whiskey.
Okay.